1. History. As you might have already noticed, the exterior is far from ostentatious. It does not even seem as if you are looking at a church. It is located along a narrow street of the city centre, conforming perfectly to the adjacent private homes as well as the impressive Monte di Pietà building. The two dark entrance corridors seem to want to prepare and intensify the sense of astonishment by which you are overcome once inside the temple. But why build the church right here? The answer lies within the town chronicles. At one time in this particular street, at the time known as dei Lomellini of the Lomellini, there was a tavern as well as a house of ill repute, often the scene of brawls and acts of violence. On its outer wall, there was a painted image of the crowned Virgin with Child and Saint Catherine. The story goes that on a night in September 1487, while two customers were beating each other to a pulp, the image of the wall began to tear, asking for peace and purity. After this miracle, the local authorities, the clergy and the people, supported by the Bishop of Lodi, Carlo Pallavicino, decided to demolish those places of sin and build a church dedicated to the Virgin Mary. The funds needed were quickly collected thanks to the involvement of the city council and the noble classes, but also common citizens contributed as best as they could. The administration of the funds for construction and decoration of the church was given to a congregation made up of 12 laymen, among the most eminent of the city. For this reason, still today, the church is defined as a civic temple and belongs to Lodi's township. The city was enjoying a moment of peace and relative well-being. The war was long gone, because in 1454, Lodi's peace treaty had put an end to the conflict between the Dukedom of Milan, to which Lodi belonged, and the Republic of Venice. The plague had finally ended, and the Bishop Pallavicino, not only concerned with the spiritual health of the citizens, in 1457 had promoted the construction of the Maggiore Hospital through the unification of 17 pre-existing smaller hospitals. The project of the new church was entrusted to Giovanni Battaggio, a Lodi architect who was already working in Milan at St. Mary near St. Saturus, under the supervision of Donato Bramante, the most well-known architect at the time. Considering the reduced surface area remained after the previous demolitions, Battaggio turned need into virtue and proposed a central plan church, an architectural archetype from the late Renaissance. It was an innovative solution which yet evoked illustrious models from the past and symbolism tied to the holy, according to principles of harmony and rediscovery of classicism. Such was believed of the Temple of Solomon, with its structure dedicated to the goddesses Diana and Vesta. The Incoronata would have become the sanctuary dedicated to Mary, the Christian Virgin. Thus, a church was built which was different from any other in the city, which are either Romanesque or Gothic. An octagonal plan church, such as the first baptistries, because the number 8 reminds us of the Octava Dies, the day that follows the 7 days of creation, a day out of time, with projects towards eternity. Speaking of octagonal baptistries, if you go to the near Broletto Square, you can see one transformed into a fountain, which originally was inside the Duomo.